Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big band, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. That was the very fine voice of Joe Stafford from 1942 with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and a number written by Harold Adamson and Louis Alter called Manhattan Serenade. And if that sounded familiar, well, every time I hear that, I think of the movie The Godfather, and that was in that movie, just as the plane was touching down in Los Angeles from New York. And it's one of my favorite recordings by Joe Stafford from 1942, just as she was starting out. And she's the first of our wonderful voices for you today. We have a lovely lineup, men and women, and we'll go next to one of the finest men singers around at the time. 1958 it was, and it's Vic Damone, for an album he made called Closer Than a Kiss. It's a lovely collection. There's beautiful recordings made by this very gifted singer. The song we're going to hear from the album is called We Kiss in a Shadow, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And following Vic, we'll go back to 1950 to Helen Forrest. She's a very frequent visitor to the show, and rightly so, one of the loveliest voices around. At 1950, she's well into her solo career, and she is going to bring us a number called More Than I Should. And I have to say, I haven't heard this number before, and I couldn't find who the songwriters were. But it's a lovely tune, and I think you'll agree that Helen does her usual very fine performance. Her third number in the set is brought to you by the one and only Frank Sinatra. From 1947, well into his years with the Columbia record label, and he is working at this point with composer, conductor, and arranger Axel Stordahl. And what a very fine combination they made. The song is called The Night We Called It a Day, and it's written by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. Our three lovely voices, and we'll start with Vic Damone, We Kiss in a Shadow.
We kiss in a shadow. We hide from the moon. Our meetings are few and over too soon. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people are near, we speak not a word. Alone in our secret, together we sigh for one smiling day. Say to the sky, behold and believe what you see. Behold how my lover loves me. Together we sigh for one smiling day to be free. To kiss in the sunlight and say to the sky, behold and believe what you see. Behold how my lover loves me.
Mm-hmm.
has been burned. When I fall, I give my all, and even more if I could. And I can't help loving you.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day, I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left today, the night we called it a day. So the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky, sad though his song, no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day. Soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky, sad though his song, no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and that's CHUO.1 FM on your dial. And this morning we're listening to some lovely voices. We've just heard from three of them. Just recently, Frank Sinatra with The Night We Called It a Day from 1947. Before that, we heard from Vic Damone with We Kiss in a Shadow, and Helen Forrest in between with More Than I Should. Well, two of the loveliest voices around at this time, and that's the, from the 1940s on to the 1960s, belonged to Buddy Clark and Doris Day. And fortunately for us, they made many, many recordings. And they also made a few recordings together. So we're going to hear from them just coming up in our next set of songs. First of all, we'll hear a duet, and then we'll hear from each of them individually. Duet was recorded in 1949, and it was written by Benny Benjamin and George Weiss. And it's called Confess. And I think you will agree that it's a fine example, not only of the lovely voices of the two singers, but also their ability to put over a song. It's almost a novelty number, but they do a fine job of it. Then we'll go forward to 1962, and we'll listen to a song recorded by Doris Day, along with pianist André Previn. It's taken from an album that she made with him in that year, which was called simply Duet. It's a beautiful combination. Mr. Previn, he, of course, very famous in the classical field, but also did a lot of work in movies and in the more popular field of music, and this is a fine example of that. The song is called Fools Rush In, and it's written by Ruby Bloom and Johnny Mercer. And then we'll hear from Buddy Clark again, this time from 1946. The song is called Just One More Chance, and it was recorded by a number of artists, but I'm particularly fond of the recording that Buddy made of the song in that year. It was written by the songwriting team of Arthur Johnson and Sam Coslow. Three songs from Buddy Clark and Doris Day, and we'll start with the duet called Confess.
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
Why don't you tell me the way that you'd feel?
Confess.
Confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh, no, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through. Confess.
Confess, confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Don't make me guess.
If you really care for me,
if you could care,
then darling, confess.
Confess.
Confess, confess.
Why don't you confess?
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
You know.
Open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Don't tell me you're gonna be mine.
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through. I'm ready now to confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Won't make you guess.
If you really care for me.
I really do.
Then, darling, confess.
A game for fools. I used
to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you pass by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. So I come to you, my love. My heart's above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go. But wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know when we met? I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool.
Hoping all the while you'll give me
just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance. The meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still, I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance.
Buddy Clark with Just One More Chance from 1946. And before that, Doris Day, accompanied by André Previn, and Fools Rush In from 1962. And we started out with the two of them in a duet from 1949. Buddy Clark and Doris Day.
And you are listening to Confess. CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa.
And the show is I've Heard That Song Before. And every Sunday morning at this time, we bring you music that you may have heard before. Some of the songs, I'm sure you have original recordings taken from the 1920s through to the 1960s. Of some of the great popular music and jazz of the 20th century. And this morning, we're specializing in voices, and there were so many. Well, we're going to carry right on, and we have two more ladies and a gentleman for you, and we'll hear from the gentleman first. Another frequent visitor to the show, and my, but he had a wonderful voice and superb skills at putting a song across. A very rich voice, but immense control and discipline, and very tender too. Most Sundays we hear from him. Mel Torme is who I'm talking about. And it's from 1954, and it's a CD of an album that is called Mel Torme in Hollywood. So I believe it's a live performance of a song that he wrote himself called A Stranger in Town. And I have to say, it's a rather wistful song. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And Mel does a fine job of it from 1954. And then we'll go to Ella Fitzgerald and another one of whom you could say everything that I just said about Mel Torme. What a beautiful, rich voice. One of the great jazz singers of all time. And boy, did she put out some wonderful, wonderful recordings. And of course, her concerts and live performances were just fabulous. We're going to hear from her songbooks, and in this case, the Gershwin songbook, which, as I often say, has to be one of the finest combinations in popular music. That voice and those songwriters. Well, the song is How Long Has This Been Going On? And Ella recorded it in 1959 with Nelson Riddle. And then we'll go back to 46, to the orchestra led by Harry James. And, of course, he started out playing trumpet with the Benny Goodman Orchestra when he first made the big time. And he set up his own orchestra in 1939, roughly along the same lines. And that was kind of like the end of the swing era. It wasn't all that successful, so he switched to a more mainstream sound, or a forward-sounding sound, I guess you'd have to say it, and focused a lot on arrangements, particularly for the singers with his band. I always like to think it was around this time that the singers emerged from being just one of the band to out there in the front before the mic. He had a number of singers with his band,
Originally, it had Frank Sinatra and Dick Hames, and Helen Forrest sang with him for a while. But they've all gone their separate ways at this point in 1946, and he's now joined by the lovely voice of Marion Morgan. And they're going to bring us a number written by Joseph Miro and Eddie DeLange called If I'm Lucky. And we'll go now to Mel Torme with his own composition, A Stranger in Town.
Just arrived on the 710. Thought I'd see the old gang again, but you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet. But it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 12:02. Can't believe that there's no more. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? I asked around, but no one knew you by name. I wonder where you are now. I always hoped that things would be just the same, and that you'd wait for me somehow. Guess I'll leave on the 12:02. Now that you have found someone new, is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? It hurts to be alone with no one of your own when you're a stranger in your own. Thank you. They're awful nice. Thank you very much.
Neath the stars at bazaars, often I've had to caress men. 5 or $10 then I'd collect from all those yes men. Don't be sad, I must add that they meant no more than chessmen. Darling, can't you see, 'twas for charity. Though these lips have made slips, it was never really serious. Who'd have thought I'd be brought to a state that's so delirious? I could cry salty tears this been going on? Some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt finding another world. Kiss me once, then what a break, for heaven's sake, how long has this been going on? Kiss me twice, once more, thrice, make it four. What a break, for heaven's sake, how long has this been going
embrace. I'm lucky. I will go through the years with you.
And that was the orchestra of Harry James, along with his famous trumpet, of course, and Marion Morgan singing, bringing us the words to the song If I'm Lucky from 1946. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald with How Long Has This Been Going On from 1959. And we started out with Mel Torme. And as I said, a rather sad and wistful song, his own composition. Did a fine job bringing that to us this morning, 1954. And I believe it was a live recording. And we got to hear him at the end just for a moment.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and we are on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM, and we're here at the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've been bringing you voices from days gone by, and Stu, these are original recordings from the singers of the time, and some of them were very big stars. Just wonderful voices from the 40s and the 50s, and I think one from the 1960s this morning. We will go to our next song in just a moment, and that's from Sammy Davis Jr., perhaps one of the greatest entertainers of the 20th century. I can't think of anything he didn't do brilliantly. He sang, he danced, I think he appeared in movies too. And what a wonderful voice he had. Of course, it had a tremendous power, but it could also be incredibly delicate and great feeling through his interpretation of lyrics. And we'll hear a bit of all of that this morning. And the song is a Cole Porter number, a very famous Cole Porter number called In the Still of the Night. It was recorded by Sammy Davis, so I'm not sure who the orchestra is. But Sammy will bring that to us from 1958 to 1954 to a very fine jazz singer called June Christie. She's going to bring us a number written by Sammy Kahn and Paul Weston and Axel Stordal called I Should Care.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window, moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the time's without number, darling, when I say to you, the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the chill still of the night. this dream of mine fade out of sight like the moon growing dim on other hill. The still, yes, the still of the night. Oh, the still of the night. Shoo-wee-doo-doo, shoo-wee-doo-doo.
Approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. Please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And for our final song this morning, we'll go to Peggy Lee from 1957. Now, Peggy started out in the late 30s, early 40s, and she put in a few years with the band of Benny Goodman. Went solo shortly after that. She was married to a guitarist, Dave Barber, and had a very long and successful singing career and a very distinctive, delicate, husky sound to her voice. And you'll hear that in the song she's bringing to us this morning, written by Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin, and it's called Please Be Kind. Two more songs, two more voices, and we'll hear now from Sammy Davis Jr. in the Still of the Night.
This is
is all so grand. My dreams are on parade. If you just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love sincere. Oh, please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Oh, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Oh, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. Please be kind.